Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Aaron Weber in the studio and my long-lost son, Zach Townsend, with us. Zach's the feature this weekend. And
it's a striking resemblance.
Your dad's still with us, Zach?
I'm not even joking. I've never met my dad before.
Oh, holy hell.
Not until today.
Wow.
Papa?
Yeah. Not even joking. I'm so glad that you didn't say Pennsylvania, but you said you're from Connecticut. Now, I've been up and down there. I've been around the area, but Jesus.
Oh, I'm sure you have. Yeah. About 33 years ago. I'm sure,
yeah. And that tracks.
The timeline works out.
33 years ago tracks. I was.
But you keep in touch.
I was not exactly faithful 33 years ago. I have no wife or anything 33 years ago.
Does your mom like fog hat?
Yeah. You still keep in touch with mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep in touch with
her. Yeah, I gotta keep in touch with one of them at least.
And she's in Connecticut. Our show researcher, Matthew, he was in the Navy for a while, went to submarine school in Groton. Am I saying that right?
Groton, yeah.
Groton, Connecticut.
So no.
Yeah.
No.
That's a great picture. That's a cool looking picture.
Looks like some pretty high-end homes.
So you picked up and moved to Nashville just because of be centrally located, and that's a cool place to be? Yeah.
No, I actually moved. So I actually lived in Florida for about two or three years. And then
where
I,
in Florida?
Tampa, St. Pete
okay,
area.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a bad area.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's Florida, but it's not a bad area at all.
Yeah, and I started comedy down there. Then I moved, found a woman down there, and she got moved to Nashville.
Got
and
it.
I would go visit her, and I liked the scene, so I moved out there with her, and we broke up almost immediately.
Immediately?
But I decided to stay, yeah.
Oh, man. Because of the being together made you break up?
Yeah, probably that. Probably a little bit of me, too.
You should have called me, son. I can help you through that.
Yeah, I wish I had somebody to lean on during that time. But.
Speaking of kids, Aaron's got one in October, right, coming up?
Yeah, it's coming up, first kid.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, dude.
You know what it is?
We actually just found out it's a girl.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. So. And this was planned?
Well, not specifically this, okay. But like, yeah, we were
You're not
open
trying to stop
it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
you
we
pulled
were hoping,
the goalie.
It wouldn't happen.
Yeah, because Nick and I, how many kids you got, Nick?
Three.
Three, all right. And I have four biological children, and we planned none of them.
Yeah.
0 out of 7.
I got two, and I didn't plan the third one. All right.
Actually, he was the first one.
He was actually the first one, right.
Yeah. The first one.
I got two, I didn't plan the first. I got three, I didn't plan the first one, apparently. All right. And Puss has one kid, you know, Colleen
planned.
Thomas. You got two grown boys, obviously.
So my metal detecting buddy is checking in here, and he's got some harsh commentary here.
Okay.
Did you read this?
No.
Okay.
Is he hating on me?
No, not you.
Good.
Just about people in general. I need to comment on this hobby talk. I don't think collecting items is a hobby. It's basically hoarding particular items. Hobby should be more like crafting, painting, using skill to produce something in one spare time. Buying a baseball card and putting it in a shoebox takes no skill.
He didn't find it. He went out and hunted for it.
Yeah. By the way, in my short time of metal detecting, I found lots of coins, including a 1928 wheatback, 2 sterling silver rings, and numerous pop tops.
See, this doesn't make him any cooler, that last line.
No. That doesn't even follow. He goes, for it to be a hobby, there has to be some skill involved. And it's like, I'm a metal detector. What's the skill? It's Googling bodies of water and then just walking around them?
And taking a little shovel, and that's it.
Right. Yeah. That's it. Listening to beeps.
Obviously, hobbies involve all the crap we're talking about, but we do make fun of some and not the other ones. I get that. But, metal detecting. Right. All right, great.
Yeah, there's a lot of double standards involved in this.
Oh, of course there is.
openly admitting that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
if I think it's cool, I like it, right?
Curious pursuits here. And I kind of like this one because this is what I did the last time I was on a really good mushroom trip.
Oh, yeah. This is you.
You have the devices now. Mm-hmm. These people that they, I used to sit, on my buddies. We were like Wayne and Garth, and we would watch planes fly overhead. Yeah. When I lived in Phoenix, we'd park at the end of the runway. And
well, you're high then.
You
too,
can't do that now after 9/11. They kind of watch those areas. Yeah. But these are people who watch planes. And
that damn 9/11. Right.
You've got places, things like apps like FlightAware. That can tell you. Like when I was sitting there tripping in the middle of the woods in Iowa. There would be planes coming directly overhead because they were headed. We're kind of right on the flight path to Epley Airfield. And the sober guy in the bunch would get up flight aware and he'd say, oh, yeah, that's coming from Salt Lake City. And
holy
go to
hell,
Chicago.
Man.
You were able to give you the flight number.
The guy that went with you that was a sober guy. I met that guy. He's like a nice guy. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm not tracking flight aware for my stoned buddies looking the sky. And by the way, what's it matter where the plane came from?
Oh, we're just curious.
He could make anything up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It gives you
know.
The specific flight number. So you can look up after you have that information where it's coming from and where it's headed.
But you were just getting joy about being stoned looking in the sky. So what do you care where the plane's gone?
And I was getting fed the information. I don't know. We just found it interesting.
Geek.
Yeah, because you're interested in a lot of things you're not necessarily interested in when you're tripping balls.
Even these guys aren't. Even Aaron's looking
cares?
At you like, what an idiot.
That guy who is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I fly every weekend now, and I feel like for some reason my algorithm on social media, I'm just scrolling through, and it's just all plane crash videos and stuff. And I need to get this out of my feed. Dude.
And we've had some bad flights.
We've had just some. I don't know if it's just I'm noticing it more, but I feel like every flight there's more and more turbulence, and I'm just like, golly, I just
There's a weather thing happening with that. I mean, climate change, there's going to be more turbulent flights in the future. That's a fact.
Well, that leads into a story I sent you guys yesterday. Did you read about this one?
No.
Dude flying from, it was from Bali to Auckland, New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Like a 7-hour flight. About an hour into this, dude was up, he was, I think, walking back to his seat. And they hit what they described as some extreme turbulence.
Was this that clear air turbulence?
Yes.
The kind I experienced going to Costa Rica?
Yes.
And slept through it?
Vodka does that. Tito's did that.
Yeah. Well, this guy was up in the aisle when it happened, so I'm assuming he left the ground.
Oh, yeah. He probably got tossed.
And when he came back down, they said, quote, his leg pretty much snapped in half.
Damn.
And they're only an hour into a 7-hour flight.
So they didn't
turn around
put it down for him?
No.
Because they're over water at this point, right?
Yeah, they're Bali to New Zealand. You're over the ocean.
Oh, okay, yeah, but even an hour over the water, you're turning around and coming back. It's only an hour to get back.
Well, they did not. There was a doctor.
A U.S. flight would, I bet. You
know. There was a doctor on board. They said they had some sort of mild painkiller that they could give him, but he spent the
vodka?
Next.
Give him a baby aspirin. Yeah.
Six hours sitting there with a snapped leg just in excruciating pain.
Oh, wow.
I'd be so hammered. Like, I would have demanded so much vodka to kill that pain.
Just playing Wordle while your leg is broke.
Yeah,
this will help.
But they couldn't get up and serve you because there's turbulence. Yeah,
oh, I broke my freaking leg back here.
Snapped it in half, and they said they moved a couple people so they could he could kind of lay up in the seat with his leg up in front of him.
Oh, that was nice.
But 6 hours, we're gonna have to ride this out until we get to Auckland.
You're flying every weekend, obviously. Both you guys fly every weekend?
Okay. Yeah, just about every weekend now. Yeah. Just a 6-hour flight, just normal. It sounds miserable to me. So I can't imagine.
Yeah, 6 hours, but even being healthy. Sucks,
so if you purchase the internet on the plane and you get on your flight order.
I don't mean
app,
to brag, but I'm A-list preferred on Southwest.
Are you?
I get free internet every flight.
Of course you
are, man. You get the free internet.
I save $8 every flight.
Then you can go to that flight aware app.
I just bought it. I was just flying Southwest.
Because Tyler and I are old enough to remember when the pilot would say, if you look at the right side of the plane, you'll see the Grand Canyon. They don't do that anymore.
No.
So with flight aware, you can look down and say,
Pippin flight aware.
That looks like Paducah. And you can actually confirm. We flew over Paducah going from Omaha to Charlotte. And I wouldn't have known that if I didn't have the Flight Aware app and the internet going.
I get it. But
I like knowing what town
the guy telling
over.
You, the guy, you're on that plane, Todd.
Yeah.
When you're in the woods looking straight up, all you want to be, you're excited about because you're stoned, you see a plane. That's it.
No. I'm talking when I'm flying. When I'm in,
now I know that I get that.
Yeah.
Sorta. I don't get looking up into the sky and wanting to know where that plane's going.
Oh, well,
especially when you're on mushrooms. Didn't you want to listen to music or be like, I wonder if that connected in St. Louis?
Well, it wasn't the only thing we were doing. We were just taking in all the visual stimuli we could.
Boeing MAX 7?
I had a guy yesterday on the flight from, we had a flight to Chicago. We flew from Chicago to Omaha. And the guy, I was in the window seat, and the guy next to me in the middle seat stared out the window the entire time.
So it's just basically, so you felt him staring at you, right?
Yeah, I've had proctology exams that were less inferior. That's it was awful.
That's awful.
I told Zach, you have a little bit of power there when you're at the window.
If you closed it, what would have happened?
Just shut the window.
I thought about it. I mean, the entire time he's just leaning over and looking out, and I was like, I don't know if it's first time flying or what, but it was.
Did you say anything to the guy at all?
I kind of gave him a little shoulder, this is where, having a
did
dad
you engage him in conversation like?
Did you tell him you've been on this flight before and there's really not much to see?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what you're looking
at. That really isn't a scenic flight.
Bro, it's Iowa.
Yeah, that is weird because you kept looking at it, right? Because even if you're looking straight ahead and on your own business, you feel him
you
gazing.
Can feel him the whole time.
He's rubbernecking.
He's breathing in my ear like a dog the whole,
Right. Is that Rockford?
Well, you guys obviously fly more than we do. I mean, I fly enough for a person who doesn't fly for work, but I would wonder, because people are always wondering about, I always say that, even the planes that have trouble land.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, knock on wood.
Yeah, they all get back to the ground.
I'm just saying, but have you had any trouble recently? I mean, every time something happens on a plane, some drunk gets wrestled down to the ground, they have to duct tape him to the seat. Everybody that never flies always thinks, that's why I don't fly. I said, there's 30,000 domestic flights a day.
Right.
It never happens.
Yes.
It's always in the news. What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you?
It's statistically, it's still the safest way to travel. It's not even
of course.
Close,
yeah.
right? And not actually, for all the flack that Boeing was getting, I looked it up, and year to date, there were more incidents with Boeing planes last year than this year. So it's all media hype.
So it's because you're getting a lot of attention.
But
now.
Like I said, this is when I'm on social media, this is all I'm seeing now.
Right.
Planes going down or bad turbulence. Knock on wood, I've never had anything too crazy. I've had some moments with Zach on the flight where it's shaking, where I grab the seat in front of me, like, what is going on?
Oh, he didn't grab his hand?
Yeah. No, I reached for it, but he didn't.
I've always loved you.
What's always reassuring is if you look up and you see the flight attendants could not be less impressed with what's
going
on.
That's it. Yeah.
They're like, they just look so calm. They're like, this is nothing. So I always look for them. If I ever look up and I see a flight attendant panicking, then I'll start to really panic.
I'll tell you what, Zach. This happened to me 97, 98, somewhere. I was flying back to Omaha from back east, and I was coming from Chicago to Omaha. I'm on a United flight. And we're in the air maybe a half hour, and you hear this big, like a big pop and sound. Like, what the hell was that? And we start to kind of tilt sideways, and then we level off, and then we start to turn around. And we realize, I said, we're turning around. So they come on, and they say, we lost an engine, and we're going to go back to Chicago. And by the way, at that point in my life, I was not I didn't like flying at all, so that made it worse.
So the old joke wasn't going through your head?
No, but I remembered. Oh yeah. If the last engine goes down, we'll be up here
all
day.
We'll be up here all night.
But I didn't realize that till we landed back in Chicago, how rare this was. Because I walked off the plane and the flight attendant looks at me and I go, I said, thank you. And she goes, I've been flying. At that point, she was an older woman. I've been flying 30 years. I mean, and countless. That's never happened to me. And I remember looking at her on the flight because she was up there at the front trying to be calm, but she had a weird look on her face.
Yeah.
And I've always heard that since then. You're right. You keep an eye on all the flight attendants. If everything's cool, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bouncy it is, right. You know. I think that's a key for anybody.
That story about the dude.
Or you just stare at Zach's ear the whole time.
That story about the dude with the snapped leg. If I was a flight attendant, that would scare the hell out of me. Because apparently this turbulence came out of nowhere. And then of a sudden, bang, you know, broken tibia and fibula and had just sit there for 6 hours.
Yeah, apparently that happens over open water on occasion. They call it clear air turbulence.
But I mean, that wouldn't that always be in the back of your mind once you'd seen that happen on a flight? Especially if your job was to be up in the aisle all the time.
Yeah, that it could come, you know, at the drop of a hat.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, just any time you might snap your leg.
It's going to happen when somebody's handing me a Bloody Mary. That's what's going to happen. I go, sorry, sir, I just lost it.
I'm going like, to roll my ankle on the way to the bathroom on the flight back. Yeah.
This is good. I'm glad we're thinking about all this now. I'll be thinking about this.
You don't fly out till Sunday morning, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you're fine. It's only a couple days from now.
Yeah, relax. I'll be all right.
Oh, it's not going to happen to you.
Right. That's what you always think.
Funny Bone tonight, Aaron Weber and Zach Townsend. One show tonight, two tomorrow. They're with us this morning.
Better see these funny guys.
What are your socials, by the way? Zach, what are your social people see you?
It's just Zach Townsend, ZACTOWNSEND _.
Okay.
Yeah, and, real Aaron Weber, AARON, and then 1B in Weber, like the grill.
All right, come on back.